Hello and welcome. We're now going to present on this class six, our case study, which is, I think, a very illustrative and important case on consideration. And it involves a case that occurred in 1927, taken up by the New York State Court of Appeals, which is the highest case, highest court in the state of New York. Written by a very famous judge, Benjamin Cardozo, and we'll get to him in a second. It's about a consideration as a condition of contract, which we talked about earlier tonight, and it relates to a college in Western New York, Allegheny College, which sued a bank because they were the administrator of a person's estate who had made a pledge of a gift to the college. Now, this case started out in Supreme Court and it went up through the different appeals court. And now this decision relates to how the Court of Appeals here in Albany found it. The year, as we said, is 1927. But a few years after that, in 1932, the person who wrote the decision, who was the chief judge of the Court of Appeals, a man by the name of Benjamin Cardozo, that judge, who was a very esteemed jurist, he was viewed as one of the most brilliant men in the history of not only the Court of Appeals, which this is a case on, but also in the history of the Supreme Court, because he was elevated to the Supreme Court. He was appointed to the Supreme Court at the end of the term of Herbert Hoover, who was President of the United States. He appoints him to the Supreme Court, and he gets confirmed right before a new president takes office, the new president being Franklin Roosevelt. Franklin Roosevelt, if you remember, took office in March of 1933. And right before that, Benjamin Cardozo is confirmed and takes office as a judge of the Supreme Court of the United States. He's a remarkable man. He goes in as Associate Justice and writes a landmark decision almost right away as Paul's Graf versus Long Island Railroad, which is a case involving foreseeability and torts. He was a brilliant legal mind. Matter of fact, the City University of New York's law school is named for him because he was a remarkable guy. Not only was he a brilliant jurist, as can see by all of his court decisions, but interestingly enough, he also was a man who had to run for election, because back in the time that he was judge on the Court of Appeals, those judges had to be elected. And he was elected and he held office in the Court of Appeals from 1913 until he was appointed as a judge of the Supreme Court of the United States. He was a remarkable guy, and he writes a very interesting opinion in this case. Let me tell you a little bit about the facts of the case, because you might find it interesting. This was a issue, as we said, involving a scholarship. Woman who was getting rather elderly in age, Mary Yates Johnson has written a scholarship in that memory to be known as the Mary Yates Johnson Memorial Fund. And she goes to Allegheny College and says, I want you to set up this scholarship, and I'm going to pay you $5,000 30 days after my death in my estate. That was a lot of money back then. It would provide a college scholarship for a student to go to school. Actually, it would have provided multiple scholarships for multiple students to be able to go to Allegheny College, particularly back in 1927, when the college tuition back then was a few hundred dollars. So this $5,000, which would have been put into a bank account allowed to grow with interest, would have paid for multiple scholarships for multiple years. And the young lady wanted to, she was rather senior, wanted to have this in that name, turned around and said, I will pay you $1,000 now. And she gives the college $1,000 to start the scholarship and says, I'm going to give you this $5,000 after I die. Well, the bank is her executor. When Miss Johnston passes away, the bank administrates the estate. Well, the bank doesn't want to pay this $5,000. It has other bills it's got to pay in her name, and it says, this is not an enforceable promise. The fact that I wanted to pay this is fine, but it's not in the will. And why should I pay this? Because the fact that she sent a letter to the college, that Mary Yates Johnston sent a letter to the college, it's not in the will. Why should I pay this? The college comes up with the letter and says, please pay this. And she's the estate, which is being run by a bank, because frequently back then, the banks for a fee would take over the role as being your executor, said, it's not in the will, I don't want to pay it. And the fact that she wrote a letter saying she was going to give it, well, guess what? She didn't put it in the will. If she really wanted to do it, it would have been in the will. So the college sues the bank on behalf of, they can't sue Mrs. Johnston because she's not alive anymore. So they sue the bank as her estate and say, we want the $5,000. Please pay it. The question became was college gave no consideration over to Mary Yates Johnston, because they hadn't set up this scholarship yet. But the question is there consideration? What did the court find? Is this promise made with consideration and thus enforceable? The court said yes. Why? Because it's a charity. When the college accepted the $1,000 that Mary Yates Johnston gave to start off the scholarship, there was an assumption of duty to maintain the memorial and name of the scholarship. And as a result, remember, they can have a forbearance or an affirmative act. The college had agreed that they were going to not only endow this scholarship with the money that was given to them, that the bank didn't want to pay them, with the name of Mary Yates Johnston. So because of that, the duty to perpetuate the name of the founder in the memorial acts as the consideration. It's a future consideration. And as such, because it's a charity, because they relied on it, because they set up this scholarship fund, even though they didn't pay out a dollar in it yet, it was found that this is an assumption of duty that will allow for the carry out of the condition of the gift, that the charity relied on it, namely the college, and that there was consideration. The court was reluctant to say that there is a policy concern, but when Cardozo writes this, he says, look, at the college relied on that. She wrote a letter saying, I want this in my name. I want to give you the $5,000. The fact she didn't go through all the trial and tribulation of doing a new will doesn't mean she didn't want to do this gift. And not only that, but the will specifically said to pay all her just debts. And this is considered a just debt because of the fact that it was a promise to a charity that relied on it. This case has been cited dozens and dozens of times as the landmark case that says when you give a pledge to a charity, even though they don't give you in return any specific consideration, that it is essentially an exception to the consideration rule, that there is consideration deemed from their reliance on this. Cardozo found that, and today it is the letter of the law. See you next week.